Hey guys, welcome to All Time Gaming Super Show. It's back for a one-off special.
Yeah, it's back for it's back for once.
How many months off did we have?
Six.
Dude, we finished three? It in August.
So someone six.
Who's good at maths? No, four.
Whatever. It's been a It's been a hot while, and we have missed you guys, and a lot has been going on, as I'm sure you've no doubt seen by the title of this video or the thumbnail. I don't know what it looks like just yet. We still haven't made them.
Slack.
But yeah, we are moving on.
Yes.
From All Time Gaming. It's a sad day indeed. Not somewhere where we thought we'd find ourselves, gents.
Anyone want to sing a song? A sad song?
What's a good funeral song?
Imperial Death March.
Dun, 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 dun. Like that?
Star yeah, but slow.
Oh, slower.
The funeral dun, version. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
We had all right, look, good, it's quite a good run of not singing on podcasts now we've done it, the final ever one.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, copyright strike now. It was so accurate.
Well, look, time to move on.
Yes.
But fear not, we will be creating something, won't we, fellas?
We will, together as well.
Yeah. It's the end of the road, so to speak, for ATG. There's not going to be any new content on the channel come January.
Yeah. All the old stuff will still be there. So, yes. You know, you can relive the glory years.
Absolutely. Treat it as an archive, some would say, and enjoy all our old videos.
Yeah, if you have a feeling lonely or horny or whatever it may be, you know, the stuff is there for you to check out.
But follow us into the future as well in our new venture.
Yeah, we still wanted to do stuff together, so we've given ourselves sort of a new home of sorts where we can...
Yeah. A new hope, if you will, to carry on the Star Wars analogy. Yeah.
Should have worn my Star Wars Christmas jumper.
So we've actually set up a new YouTube and a Twitter account so far. And we'll set up a couple more things as we go along. But we are making a podcast show.
Yeah.
Where we do this.
It's 2019, folks.
But for a focus.
Everyone's got a podcast.
I mean, it's a very ATG thing to do where it's like, hey, you know what? You know these podcasts? I hear they're quite popular. Let's make one.
You know the podcast we cancelled? What if we brought it back?
Yeah. Well,
on our own.
The podcast will be the focus for the time being on our new channel. It is going to be called Super Show, so that there's no confusion. You know what it is. It's just no longer affiliated with All Time Gaming.
Just us, baby. Independent.
Yeah. Mm.
Independent women.
But because we're starting from scratch, guys, we've got a really twisted, weird URL. It's like youtube.com /
can't change those anymore.
It's like the clock's gone back 4 years and we're new YouTubers. Yeah.
No, you can change it, but we have to have like, I think you've got to have 1,000 subscribers.
Oh, I thought you couldn't change it.
No, you can't change
it. We won't even be able to monetize at the beginning. We'll just
we need 1,000.
So yeah,
we need 1,000 subscribers, so please subscribe.
it won't be long after it launches that the Patreon also launches, because now that we don't have a company behind us, we are going to be begging for some change.
Simpler still, now that we don't have jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so please support us because we need you.
My children were cold last night. So if you could reach in your pocket and just give £1.
So there will be a link in the description of this video. But we also have set up a Twitter, which I do know the URL, because it's twitter.com/supershowpod.
Oh.
Or you can at us at at supershowpod.
So do at us.
That's a smart, sharp handle.
Hell yes.
Supershowpod.
We've got some temporary graphics, but knowing us, we'll probably just become the graphics.
Yeah, we had to rustle together some stuff fairly quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Because it all came as a bit of a shock, a bit of a surprise. Not that we didn't see the writing on the wall, let's be honest.
I think people who have paid attention to the channel will have seen that things haven't been ideal for a little while and have probably imagined us battling against it at times. But you never know when it's actually going to happen that things change and people do need to move on, and now here we are.
Yeah.
But, you know.
YouTube's been hard. The last couple of years.
Yeah, so what did we go and do?
I think a lot of people know that.
What did we go and do? We went and registered a YouTube channel. Idiots. A podcast will be on Spotify, Apple Music, and
Google
Podcasts to begin with, and other things going forward as we set them up. But yeah.
Yeah, I think YouTube, a gaming channel that tries to sort of pay for six people, I suppose, work on the channel at the moment to live every day. I mean, that's a hell of a thing. Yeah. Whereas we're kind of changing how things work. And I imagine that we'll be doing lots more than just this. So I think in the future, we'll probably have other YouTube channels and different places you'll be able to find us. But for the
definitely, I mean, we're very keen on making and delivering content for you guys around gaming. But it does broaden our scope. We could talk about movies as well if we want. Ooh, imagine that.
Technically, we can talk about whatever we want for as long as we want.
Yeah.
We won't, though. But
we won't.
Yeah. I'll be shilling for my own channels when I've got them up. one. Well, that's, don't you worry.
That's the exciting thing about this concept, right? We always said we want a central hub for content, which would be the Super Show channel.
Yes.
And then around that, we would be the content satellites in our individual capacities. Streaming or making content, our own channels. But that stuff will come in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's the first time I've had this much free time in almost 7 years, and yet I don't really know what to do with it or when or how.
Yeah, it's fucking
scary,
man.
It's a strange concept. Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about, like, YouTube and its weirdness or not really?
We can, like, dip into it. I mean, I don't want to get too in-depth, because I think it's on the Discord yesterday, some people were kind of saying that they seem to be maybe a bit more conspiratorial and a bit like it was like a getting a bit deep into, like, what happened? Is there gossip? And it's like, not really. It kind of is what it is. I mean, I think a lot of people out there know that YouTube's been rough. You know, the two apocalypses, the algorithm changes, they were preferencing some content over others. Yeah. Money's gone down massively, and the more so we've all been working on YouTube videos for a long time, even pre-gaming, right?
Yeah.
And so we've seen the glory days, high highs.
Pre-apocalypse, it was like a fucking wild west. You could do whatever you wanted. But yeah, then they had the apocalypses. We had to be a lot more careful. We had to censor ourselves with the famous dolphin. We had to change the way we kind of looked at making content. And even though we kind of backtracked on that a bit, I think it still deeply affected us. And I just think that, personally, I think we failed to understand what the changes of YouTube were going through and kind of reacting to them. But, you know, you can't beat yourself up too much about it. It is what it is.
We tried some new stuff at the start of the year, and anyone, you know, who was paying attention would have seen that we had video essays for the first time. We had a podcast for the first time. We had live streams for the first time.
Yeah.
Even Sixlist have changed quite a lot over the last 12 to 18 months. We've tried to sort of adapt, but the thing is, you never really feel like you know exactly where it's going.
No.
You're always just kind of guessing and seeing what works. And we changed a lot of stuff, for example, in January, and then February and March, we crushed it. Then April, it started to tail off, and we didn't know why.
Yeah, it was weird. So we were going in a really good pattern, especially in March. And if we just kept that trajectory, I think maybe things would have been different. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know.
Maybe not.
You can't look behind you. You've always got to look forward, right?
It's literally in the past now.
Yeah.
It definitely felt that if we needed to establish those brands of things like the essays and, you know, live streaming, maybe like a few years ago. You know, if it was 4 or 5 years ago and we did that, but it's that thing of, like you said, you don't know kind of what you're doing at the time, and you don't get the reward like that, but you don't see the reward for your labors until on YouTube, like, it can be years later.
So
we are not in a position whereby we can now wait for a couple of years to see if, like, live streaming pays off.
Look at you, practically all gray hair.
I'd be nearly 40 if we had to wait like 4 or 5 years.
I'll be dead.
You'll definitely be dead.
But I'm really looking forward to
Death by Monster.
I'm looking forward to the new stuff, guys.
I actually don't drink Monster anymore.
Do you not?
I've been off energy drinks for like 3 or 4 weeks now.
Nice. I haven't noticed, yeah.
Because I thought I died.
You had that thing where you walk around being like, oh, when I was alive, I used to like doing that.
Mm-hmm. You
go around saying, you see dead people because I'm dead.
Yeah,
I'm kind of, I exist between the two. Have you ever played Death Stranding? I exist between the two worlds.
You are a BT.
My car and my car are separated. One's on the beach. It's very complicated.
Yeah, sure. Fucking whatever that is. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like, bringing back the Super Show, we've always enjoyed doing it. Talking about games. And we will actually, by the time this goes up, with any luck, there will be another podcast on our other channel where we do actually talk about games and such.
On the Super Show channel itself, yes. The Super Show pod will be a thing.
I was thinking maybe we'd do like a year in review or something, talk about the games, you know, more in-depth discussion to our 6 lists that we've released on All Time Gaming.
Yeah, ease people into it, you know.
It's a great place to start.
Hell yeah. But obviously, with any new endeavor, we do value your feedback. So make sure to follow us on Twitter and, you know, communicate with us and subscribe on YouTube, leave a comment. All those delicious things.
Don't sign up for the Patreon. Little hint.
It's closing.
Oh, yes. Yes, don't sign up to the Patreon.
Our Patreon is closing this month, and whoever's pledged off after a certain point will probably be refunded. But yeah, that we will work out.
Pretty safe bet to say there will be a new one coming along relatively soon.
Yeah, because we can't monetize anything at the moment.
That's kind of my point. Don't sign up. Just maybe see what happens. Just wait a week.
I'm relaxed. Yeah. I already told you guys I'm going to become an Uber driver in the meantime.
This is true.
Where it takes me.
So if you get the hookup from Jamie, you know, like, be like, hey, I remember you from your glory days. What happened?
You have to rate me 5 stars. That's the deal.
Rate me 5 stars.
Otherwise,
where's that voice?
That's
going
to be your Uber driver voice.
Why would my voice change?
You do have to go.
You will.
Rate
me voice.
You got to seem like you're hard.
all right, where are you going?
Yeah, that is you as an Uber driver.
Jamie the Uber driver. I love it.
Oi, look, this is what the map said, all right? I follow the GPS.
I'm not so sure about this anymore.
I'm not taking you any further. Get out.
Well, that would get you a bad rating, Jamesy.
Nope, because you...
No, because you drop them off at a strip club.
Oh.
And then you go in with them.
And you say, I know Phil, tell him you're with Jamie and he'll let you an off price. And then you got 5 stars.
Wow.
Woohoo!
This is an interesting tactic. I hadn't thought about it this way.
I think there's a gap in the market for... For Uber strippers.
A gruff-voiced Uber driver who drops people off at strip clubs rather than their destinations. There's a gap in the market for that.
That's a great idea. Fuck off Super Show. Let's do that.
there is actually... I listened to... I think it was maybe on Freakonomics or Planet Money's podcast. But they were talking about... it wasn't them at all now, and this is going to be horrendous. But I'm pretty sure they were talking about like where taxi drivers were being paid per person to take... clients to strip clubs. So the idea being they'd pick someone up and they'd say, oh, take me to a strip club, and the strip club would contact the taxi drivers to say, anybody you bring here will give you $5.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So then they would bring like 10 people and then they'd get $50. Yeah, it was, and then they became a little
sounds
barter
like a,
thing
like where, a good gig.
But then other strip clubs would then offer more.
So they got a little battle. That was the start of the strip wars.
Famous
strip wars.
Yeah.
Can you imagine strip wars?
That'd be amazing. But all terrible.
That'll be our second channel. Yeah. But back on track. I thought for the purpose of today, after all of that long preamble and slight explanation, just kind of looking back at ATG and, you know, because you want to look at the good things. So, you know, to start off with, do you guys have any favorite things about your time at ATG?
I mean, it's always tough, right? Because you're looking back over 4 years. One thing I definitely call out, and I think I've mentioned before, is that and I never thought it would happen. That's why it's super cool. Is that we did get the opportunity to go on trips.
We did.
Over the course of our 4 years.
Yeah, you fuckers managed to go to E3 and I was stuck here.
And Gamescom.
I went to Gamescom twice.
You went to everything.
Yeah, you went to the Borderlands thing in LA.
But I will say that Borderlands thing in LA, I don't really count because you guys weren't there. Wasn't a special. Great time. Not a special. But it's just cool because... obviously, people see us interacting with each other like this a lot. Yeah. I think it's very easy to assume that we're just... maybe we're lifelong friends or something like that.
Yeah.
But the reality is that we're just co-workers.
Just?
We were just co-workers who happened to meet.
At first.
And then
when I first met you, dude, I was like, why is his eye so tiny? I don't want to be friends with this dude.
I must admit, I thought, why is he so tiny?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we'd have traded before, eyes. I thought both of you were really scary.
I remember you saying.
I didn't want to talk to either of you.
The grown-ups.
Exactly. But getting back to the trips, I think what's cool about them is it's sort of... not that anyone needed humanizing in my eyes, but you kind of... there's a sense of camaraderie
when you live with someone as well. Like,
it's different.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
even
different.
If it's for a couple of days.
And it's like, at the end of a day at ATG, everyone kind of goes home and you don't see that side of their life. But when you're in LA or Cologne or whatever it is, you see that side and it's different and I like that.
Yeah.
You haven't really known Jamie until you've known him being... almost narcoleptic and snoring immediately.
Jamie snoring. Sorry, he brought it up. It's insane.
I wouldn't say it was bad. It was just impressive how quickly he could go from awake to snoring. I was genuinely impressed.
I'm surprised you're saying it wasn't bad. I mean, I have heard that it differs.
It varies.
I've had the worst.
I've had someone sleep 6 feet from me who said I apparently didn't snore. And the last time I shared a room with Steph, he ended up trying to sleep in the bathroom to
get away.
I would have thought Steph is a bad snorer, to be fair.
Oh, he is.
He is, yeah.
Let me tell you. So at Gamescom this year, it was me, Jamie, and Steph this time. And we were at an Airbnb that was across multiple floors.
Right.
And we were all on different floors. And I was like, if I don't go to sleep before these two fuckers, I am never sleeping. Because it's just reverberating through the house and into my soul.
It's like me and Steph were communicating through snores.
Yeah, it was. It was like snore Morse code. It was fucking ridiculous. But yeah, I agree with you. The traveling bit was a lot of fun. I didn't do nearly as much as I would have liked to. Obviously, you know, you always think, oh, okay, it's fine. I didn't go to E3 this year. I'll go next year or something like that. But, you know, we could do it in a different capacity.
It's weird. It's when you say, like, favorite memories or best bits, it's strange because you'd think they would be good. But some of my favorite memories aren't necessarily good, but that doesn't mean they were bad. Like, you remember them because they were an experience.
All right, stop alluding to it. Stop cock-teasing us.
So E3 is a great example, right? We referred to that after as Hell A.
Yeah.
Because, give a little bit of an insight into ATG, right? So we, before we worked on ATG, which is the channel we started, which of course you guys know, we all worked on other all-time channels, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I actually, my full-time job until now has been working on other all-time channels. Like
yeah.
I effectively, you guys do the gaming stuff and then I dip in as talent.
Talent. But you take care of tens and did.
Yeah, so not anymore. I guess what people don't realize is that we have full-time jobs. Like, so
yeah.
we are editors. We have full days of work to do, and even though we're making our own stuff, I don't think any of us can, we don't consider ourselves like influencers, do we?
No, not at all.
We come to work, make videos, and then when we get 100...
Unless sponsors are watching, we are influencers.
Yeah.
Please support our new channel.
Well, that's why, not to interrupt you, sorry, it was funny, there's someone on the Discord yesterday who was saying, but what happens now? Like, I was like, well...
Oh, we just die.
I'm like any other unemployed dude. What do you mean, what happens now?
But so what I think... One of the things that I found sort of bizarre and funny and like, what is this? Was when we were paid by... as part of a deal with Game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To go to Birmingham for a game show.
Yeah, Insomnia, yeah.
Insomnia.
Shout out Insomnia.
And
was it
sit,
I-62 or something?
Something like
60,
that.
Yeah, 65, 63, I can't remember.
Studio 54, something, one of those.
And we were paid to sit behind a table, or again, part of the deal, for us to go and sit behind a table and sign autographs from our legions of fans.
Yeah, quality, right?
To which we laughed when we arrived, because there were barriers for like the queues to form around.
Yeah, they were expecting like thousands of people.
And we all looked at each other knowing like, hey, look, I'm a dude who goes to work every day and edits videos, like ain't nobody coming to this.
And the other thing is, we're pretty awkward.
It was the weirdest thing. I mean, you, like, to be fair, you were great. We even said on the day, like,
ground to open up and swallow me whole. I'm like, what am I doing?
But
we did meet some fans though, which was really cool.
Yeah, we did. And that actually felt really good, especially afterwards. But it was nerve-wracking. How many people did we actually see? Maybe like 20
in an
people?
Hour, it was like 20 people, which I was surprised at.
To be fair, you know what? We didn't advertise that we were going to be there. Game didn't advertise that we're going to be there, and yet some people were still there. Like, yeah, I've come to see you guys.
But it's a weird disconnect. So my best performing video I've made as part of the all time, right? Obviously not for gaming because it just hasn't been around as long, but got 128 million views. Actually, I think it was a video we worked on together.
We worked on together, yeah.
So it was about sex scenes in films.
Yeah.
And it got, and then we did, there was another one as well that got that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of views, but I still don't feel like we have any clout in the YouTube world. And we all of us together, if you added up the views we've got across all the channels, it is a staggering number. Yet, compared to some people who've got like 10,000 subscribers who are like, I'm an influencer.
Oh, yeah.
You need to recognize my fame. And I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Well, that's why even like the last week has been very difficult, because you're trying to gauge how to explain what's going on and what kind of content to make around it without trying to look silly by overestimating how many people give a shit. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you come to the realization that like, who's going to follow us?
Yeah.
Hopefully you.
It feels like we're making a transition now from guys with jobs into trying to be
what we were doing.
What people think we already are. Yeah, I suppose that's the point I was really badly trying to get at.
Right.
It's going to be a strange one.
We're jumping in and we're going to give it our best shot, and hopefully it pans out, right?
I think we've all said as well, like, I genuinely personally would be sad if I never got to work with you guys again on like
100%. But that's why we're doing this, right?
Yeah. Like, I feel like most things like this fall apart because the people end up hating each other and don't want to work together.
Yeah.
Weirdly, this isn't one of those things. We want to keep going. It just didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
The rivalry now is going to be how well each of our satellite channels does. It's going to be like, who's the two biggest guys on Yogscast? It's like, they must get hate from the other guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it would be interesting. It would be very interesting. But yeah.
So let's get this hub channel video to 5,000 likes.
Yeah. No chance.
No, I'm joking.
We'll make some more...
Three likes.
We'll make some new memories. We'll do some new traveling under the different guys.
If we can get to E3 as like, you know, Super Show, I would love that.
That'd be peak, right?
I mean, it would be great. We'll see.
High hopes.
Unless a company sends us. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I've got...
But yeah, any other kind of like best memories from ATG? I'll give you one.
Yeah.
Right? When Rainbow Six Siege came out in beta.
Yeah.
We were like, we got a
we jumped in it.
And we're like, cool, well let's film a Let's Play, which is still on the channel, you can go check it out. But at that time we had just started ATG and we were doing it as kind of like a Skunk Works kind of thing, like after hours.
Mm.
You know, so during the day we'd come in, we'd edit all-time tens, all-time movies, all-time conspiracies, blah, 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 whatever it was. And then in the evening, we'd record some gaming stuff. And then during the week, we'd find time, squirreled some time away to edit it. But we were filming that, and we were having such a great time with the game that time kind of escaped from us.
Yes.
And it was very late into the night, maybe like 11, I think it was.
It was good. I still remember like that night. Like, it was so much fun. And that was years ago now, if you think about it.
It was quality. Mm-hmm. What happened was we actually, the studio where we were recording it was separate to where our bags and our keys and all of that stuff was.
Yes.
And we got locked out because some cleaners came in and they cleaned up and they locked the doors and our keys were in there. And we're like, well, fuck, what are we going to do? Then we're like, well, you know, you guys can stay over at my place because my wife will let us in, blah, 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 whatever it is. And we just went through a couple of scenarios. And eventually we noticed that one of the windows was open.
Yeah.
And then you had an insane idea.
I think you mean an ingenious idea. My idea was to get one of these towels from the bathrooms, you know, that they're in the big like spindle and you can pull them down. And we take one of those, wrap it around Jamie, get Jamie on top of the roof because we had access to the roof, and I would be attached to the other side and I'd shimmy down the side of the roof.
Okay, I remember I
remember it a bit differently.
I thought you were about to suggest in a version of this idea where I went down the side of the building.
No.
I'm like, hang on a second.
No, so yeah, the point being that I was the lightest, Jamie, you know.
You were the sandbag.
No offense, but
it was close between me and Jonesy. I mean, look at you guys are getting a profile shot.
There we go. So the idea was for Jamie to be on the roof and anchor me as I rappelled down the side of the building into the window to get the keys.
Yeah.
And I was psyching myself up for it. I was like, it's going to happen. These guys were saying, you're going to fall and die.
I remember it worse than that.
Or at least break shatter your
ankles. I remember that then, I don't know if it was before that or after that, the towel idea, is Chris was just going to climb out of a window
climb
across from one window to the other with nothing.
Yeah.
Because he was like, oh, it's not far, I can do it. And he's like, yeah, it's not far, but it's three stories up. Like, if you fall, you could die or break a leg.
I maintain I could have done it, so.
I just remember thinking,
we'll never know.
We're either going to get our bags back or we're going to get a story to tell. And either way, I'm on board. As long as Chris is the one sacrificing his knees and ankles.
Yeah.
And then, of course, in the end, we called Robin from Uncovered and said, yes, can you please come and open up the...
which he graciously did. Yeah, we treated him to a pizza and played some, funny enough, Rainbow Six Siege with him.
Yes.
It was a good time. Like, shit like that, it kind of goes to what you're saying. It's not necessarily that they were the best, like, memories, but because obviously it was shit. Like, we didn't know what to do. We were locked in this office.
Good stories.
Yeah, good stories.
Yeah, there were some fun times. Those early days are weird to think back on when we did have to wait until after everyone had gone home and then sneak upstairs. Not sneak upstairs, but
yeah,
felt like we were sneaking upstairs and, yeah, filming stuff after hours because that was the only way we could produce content because...
We had nowhere else to shoot, did we? And we needed quiet for the recording, so we had to wait until the office was empty.
Everyone had to have left.
Basically. But I also feel like the idea of people letting us play video games during work hours still seemed really radical at the time, and I feel like some people weren't fully on board with it. So it's like, well, we'll do it afterwards then.
Yeah.
We were lucky if we got edit time back then, let alone recording time.
And then we started having a good role, right, with our views and our subscribers, and we managed to make it into a kind of a full-time thing.
We had a couple of awesome years. So some of my favourite memories are probably doing the Jackbox Party Pack Christmas special.
Those are classic.
Yeah. Really enjoyed some.
I watched
just
them
having a laugh. Yeah, they were really fun to record and like good to watch. And I genuinely enjoyed doing that.
That's where Jonesy's leather pant came out.
Sometimes I think back to like 2016, 2017 and wonder if I was taking it for granted because I didn't know in relative terms how well we were actually doing.
Yeah. I definitely did. Yeah.
Like, I think back to, I think it's Christmas 2016 where we just had the most ridiculous year ever.
It was summer because I was in Greece and we were speaking to each other. We're like, oh my God, look at this.
Summer was when it blew up, but I've for some reason, Christmas is when I remember like thinking, oh, things are going really well, but like not being aware of just how well it was going.
Yeah.
It's weird that when you're in it, you don't appreciate it. I mean, even up until now, like even though, you know, we haven't been doing as well in the past sort of year, couple of years, we get invited to things all the time now by companies to go and play games, which is awesome. We got sent to E3 only 2 years ago. Yesterday, we got some cupcakes from Bethesda for Doom Eternal coming out. That, I mean, that's such a small thing, but I sometimes have to pinch myself,
right? Yeah,
it does. And you say, oh, they thought of us, they consider us to be you know, people that they want to be do something nice for, so that we remember them and we go to events and things. We did the Rage 2 Destruction Derby. That was one of my favourite things we've ever done. I loved that.
With good old Steph. Hey, we met some great people.
We have met some great people.
And other Steph and Roche, obviously.
So people asked about that recently, about Steph, and was it a case of, is that linked to this? Like, yeah, I mean, it's Steph.
It was,
we all knew we were going, and it just so happened that Steph got offered something early, so he wanted to take the opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, we love Steph, and we didn't want him to go, but we knew it was all coming to an end anyway, and so did he, so... He would go into crypto.
Yeah. I just remember another memory again, but again, kind of talking about what Jonesy was saying, like a potentially bad memory that turned into a good one, was when we were told that we were invited to the launch party for Destiny 2.
God, yeah. Okay.
And we traveled, I was about to say halfway across London. We traveled, you know, a little bit across London.
It was south of the river, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, yeah. To this venue, and we were very excited because it felt a little bit exclusive, and we were just like, okay.
Do you remember who we saw coming out as we was waiting in the queue?
So it was taking place in a hotel that a number of celebrities were staying
at. Was it like the Mondrian or something?
GQ Awards? Yeah, I think it was at the time.
Yeah, it was the GQ Awards that night.
Yeah,
the
Mondrian Hotel, yeah.
So I think the first people we noticed were Chris, the show Chris likes, people just do nothing.
Yeah, saw Jabuddy G and all those guys.
I specifically remember saying, I think I just saw Jabuddy G, and you guys were like, Jamie, don't.
Yeah, I was like, Jamie, stop being racist.
They thought I was being insensitive, but then we saw the rest of the guys came out, and then Jared Leto comes out from around the corner with two ladies, one on each arm.
Yeah, and he was just whistling to himself.
Yeah,
I was like, this guy's got a
He looked a bloody state as well.
Well,
he was like a hairy monster with a shiny suit. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
I thought for a second, is he coming to the Destiny 2 launch? Yeah. Turns out just staying at the same hotel.
Yeah.
But it gives you an idea of the venue. So we were in the queue, we get to the front, you know, classic situation, on the list, saying name, nothing there.
Yeah.
Different name, might be under this, not there. Might be under this, not there. Sorry, guys, I don't think you're getting in.
Yeah.
He says to us, go and wait over there. I'm going to get the person who sort of knows this stuff and organizes this stuff to come out. Very nice lady from Activision comes out and is like, sorry, you're not on the list and I can't get you in, but I understand that there's been some misunderstanding here. So I can't remember how she framed it, but it was kind of like a, give me your email and...
Yeah, she was like, get in touch and we'll sort you out.
And at that point, that was the launch party, I had taken the week off because I was going to be playing Destiny 2. We get an email the next morning, which Chris forwards on to me. We've just been sent the fucking balls out high-end edition of Destiny 2 for PS4. Whack the code in, see it's like that £90 version.
Woohoo!
And I just remember thinking, this is fucking brilliant.
We've got it made.
I think the reason we didn't get in was something really dumb in that, like, the person who usually sends back the email to confirm that we were going didn't follow up. And so they'd said, are you coming? And then we never said yes, which meant they went, guess they're not coming. we rocked up all excited and they were like, well, you never applied, so you're not on the list.
All right, I'm curious to know from you guys, what was you, give me, because obviously there's a lot of, we've made a lot of content. We've made close to 700 videos.
Jesus Christ.
Right? It's mad to think of. But when we get like Jonesy, what's your two favorite pieces we've ever done?
It's probably could be like really obscure things that might, some of them might not have even gone out onto the channel. But so for example, when we filmed the, I can't remember what game we were playing where we were blindfolded.
That was
Dark Souls.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty, where we had to tell each other, like, we were doing the obstacle course.
That was in the first iteration of Level Up where we did the challenges. So it is on video.
Oh, it is, okay. But that was like a proper laugh. Like doing that was genuinely funny, and I enjoyed.
Those
kind of ridiculous.
All those challenges were great.
There was a show that we recorded a pilot for that never went to air, which was your quiz show.
Progress Bar.
Progress Bar. It was ridiculous. Jamie and I were doing this most insane sort of challenges whilst answering questions. I think I was hopping at one point nonstop, while you were rapping everything you had to say.
I had to do a high voice as well.
You had to do a high voice, and it was just like, it's just so.
I should probably just make that pilot public.
I think it's unlisted. I think we've sent it to patrons before.
I might make it public, like, as the last thing we do.
Could do, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun.
It was, do you know what it was? It's just like laughing with you guys. As opposed to, so my favourite video we've ever done would be the one that you and I worked on, which was the Fallout 4.
Oh, the tips for the Fallout.
To survive the wasteland. Just because it was a lot of fun. It was one of the most produced videos we had, in sense of we had an idea about what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
We had some funny effects in there.
Got some props.
Yeah, we were psyched for the game coming out, and it was kind of a fun thing. So yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I liked doing that.
That was fun. I'll give you two of mine. One of them is Summoner, the Summoner
that
video
was
we
great.
Did.
Yeah, that was
where
a
we
good
played
one.
A Dungeons and Dragons
Stop
style
pissing
campaign.
On the roof.
That was so good because this whole time I was telling these two, I was like, listen, guys, this is. You know, we're doing it in conjunction with a book. Like, someone's paying us to do this. So, you know, be on your best behavior. What happens? The first thing that the campaign starts and it's like, oh, these people that hate elves, they see you. And I was like, I'm going to slit their throats.
Chris lost his mind in the first
five
minutes.
The person that was telling us to behave ourselves lost his mind immediately.
But that was great. We filmed that on a weekend. It was very chill. We filmed for the whole day. We got some dominoes in. It was just a good time. Like, it's something that I'd like to bring back to the Super Show at some point if we can figure out how
fun.
To do it.
And it's so Chloe was instrumental.
Chloe's amazing.
That. Fantastic.
Yeah. She held it together.
She's like dungeon master.
Working with us, like, she's got to be good at it, right?
Patience required, as it turns out.
But that was the one. A lot of good memories, like, especially from your guys' characters. You were just getting more and more drunk as the day was going on, which is great. And
we were drinking
character.
A lot,
we're drinking shitloads. Yeah. Jamie with his Krog trying to throw himself. And
I pick up my legs and throw myself.
And me as Jeff the Elf was quality. I loved playing that character.
Jeff the Elf's voice.
How it
was
changed
special.
As I was getting more and more drunk. I just started emulating Jamie.
But even at the start, I loved it. It was like some weird posh,
just a bit
sort of,
yeah, a little bit deranged, a bit posh. Yeah,
I piss on them. I piss all over their houses. It was so weird. Got weird.
Hey,
fast.
It's not weird. It's great. The other memory, which is something that people haven't seen, was we filmed a Let's Play of Dark Souls 2.
Oh right, yeah.
And the idea was to play it wearing like oven mitts so that we weren't good at it. We'd never really played Dark Souls, so we didn't know what to do.
Could have just done it without oven mitts and it
would
just as
and to be fair, Dark Souls 2 had that stupid mechanic where if you die, your health chips away and you know, probably eventually you can get it back. I don't know, whatever. And it was so funny because as we started recording that, there was this like beeping noise that was happening outside and we're like, fuck, it's ruining the shot. But then we worked it into it because it was kind of going off at the same pace as the Rasmus from the Shadows.
Yeah.
And so we named our character Rasmus Hall 69XX.
Yeah.
And that whole video, I just remember being in absolute hysterics on all of it.
Yeah.
And what happened? The video got corrupted and we could never use it.
I remember thinking that that was the motivation I needed to. I remember filming that and thinking, God, that was fun. And I think we did all right. And I think Let's Plays could be a thing.
Yeah.
And obviously the ones we went on to do immediately after that when we lost that footage, I believe, was the Resident Evil 7 Let's Plays.
Oh, yeah, right. Which are Stone Cold classics.
Yeah. Well, for reasons that we don't need to go into.
Oh, God, yeah.
Nah.
When you tasted copper in your mouth.
Yeah, it was the biggest fright of my life.
All right, well, we're running a bit low on time, so your two... If you can think of some. I mean, you can have overlap with ours, obviously, but some variety.
I'm going to say that I had a good time doing the E3 live streams this year.
That was fun, but it was challenging as well, man.
It was definitely challenging, but it was kind of this thing where if you can't go to E3, I thought like doing a watch along was the next best thing.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of one of those people that when I have to come in on the weekend or do something overnight, I get kind of weirdly pumped up for it for some reason. Right. And that was that times fucking four or five. There was also a weird choice, I know, but when we recently went back and finished Resident Evil 7 in the form of live streams, I don't know if anyone watching them could tell, but those happened not long after the Wii knew stuff was beginning to change about the channel.
Yeah.
And I remember there was this weird sense of liberation where we were going back to an early video.
Yeah,
we
not had worrying about views, right?
Exactly. We had all three of us on the live stream, and it became more about chatting and talking to the people in the comments or in the chat than about the game itself. And we went to some weird places for sure. I remember having fun doing them.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, I got one more to say.
Go on.
When at this year's Gamescom with you and Steph.
Yes.
The one night after all the stuff. Obviously, Gamescom is great in itself, but we went back to the Airbnb, got some pizzas, and we just started watching. We watched Step Brothers. We watched Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah.
Great, great film. And we started watching Don't Be a Menace before the internet capped out. And I just remember sitting there with these guys and we're just having such a great laugh and just thinking, fuck, I could do this forever. It was, yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. Obviously
that's,
not.
That's dark.
But you know what I mean? Like, now, it was like, fuck, that's cool. Like, I'm glad this is what I'm doing with my life at this moment.
That is very cool.
And that's where we're going to get to with Super Show.
I hope so. I hope so.
Look, it's been a roller coaster. We're still going to be doing some streams, etc., before the year is out.
Yes.
But do check us out, because we're not going to stop just yet, obviously, Super Show as its own channel. Go and check it out. I thought to cap it off with, we asked our patrons for some questions, mm-hmm. what they wanted to kind of know about, and we could just maybe go through a couple of them, right?
Quick fire, or?
Yeah, I mean...
Quickish fire. Yeah. Slow burn.
I like that.
So Mickey J wanted to know, how long was the process from starting with an idea to getting it out on the channel? I mean, that's a very broad question, but maybe let's say like Six Lists. Like, what's the process?
Six Lists... The ideas come out usually quite early, because what we try and do is we have a big sit-down meeting where we look at upcoming game releases in the calendar,
yeah.
and we might plan Six Lists months in advance.
Yeah.
I'd say if we wanted to fast-track a Six List, though, it can come together pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah, it could be like... idea could come and the script could be written in a day if needed.
It's
yeah.
like if there was a game that came out and then someone had a good idea to go along with that yeah. game and it was out later that week, then yeah, in a week yeah. the video could be out and you just bump something you yeah. hadn't. Yeah.
Or sometimes a game would come out and we're like, we need to make content on this, but we just don't know what to do, so we don't.
Yeah.
But yeah, we come up with those ideas, we plot them. We used to have regular meetings, kind of like saying, hey, this is a Six List meeting, let's come up with ideas for the month.
Yes.
And we kind of plot it out. And then it goes to script writing. So it used to be Rob, who featured on a couple of our VOs at one point. So yeah. Rob was our research writer at the very beginning, and he very much instrumental in forming the kind of tone that the yeah. Six Lists would take. So yes. you know, we have Rob to thank for that. So thank you, Rob. Then we brought Milo in to help Rob out, and then we had two researchers and writers, and Milo brought in maybe a bit of a younger perspective to things, and definitely a more anime aesthetic. And then obviously we got Steph coming in from socials, and then when Milo left and Rob left, we got new Steph to write for us.
Steph 2, Space.
Space.
The space
but yeah, so it would go to them, they'd do some research, let's say we have a topic, six whatever games, they'd go out, do some research, come back to us with a list of them. If we have any suggestions in addition to them, we'd add them, but we'd narrow them down to six. Then they'd go back, write up. We'd go into VO booth, record it, and then we'd edit it over the next couple of days.
Yeah.
And put it out. Nice and easy.
It was weird because it could be when you only kind of aren't, not only answer to yourselves, but when that's a big thing, I think we did find that we had, that was the, how it worked in general. But then, like you say, we had a lot of space to move around within that sort of time frame, didn't
yeah.
we? If you wanted to bring new things in, if we decide we're going to change up the schedule, when you decide, actually, yeah. this isn't working, we're going to get rid of that and do something else, you can change yeah. things on the fly. So some things take months to bring online and yeah. some things don't. Some yeah. of the ideas we had that went into pre-production, then got pilots made. I mean, they were like a year in the making, and then
yeah,
they got
shelved.
Yeah. So some things that
well,
people
progress
have seen
is a perfect example, right? Like right. we got to a point where we're like, right, we need to think of something new. We don't know what to do. I was like, guys, I've got this idea, but I don't want to kind of impose it on you. And I remember one night Jamie was like, just fucking do it, dude.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I wrote a pilot for it. We filmed the pilot, and then we filmed a second pilot which didn't get edited with Sam and Georgia.
Mm.
And then the intention was, well, we'll just spin it out into, I'll write a couple of scripts and we'll get this done. But it didn't pan out. We changed focus, and that was really annoying to me because I thought it was a good product. But anyway, yeah.
How many goddamn versions of Level Up have there been?
God,
4 or 5 or 10 or 20?
No.
I think there have only been 3 in terms of ones that we've stuck to. But there have been more if you try and factor in different setups,
yeah.
different rooms we've done it in, different backdrops yeah. we've had.
That's what's the one thing we came back to every like again and again was
yeah.
quasi news show Level Up.
Yeah. It's yeah. hard because we always try to kind of like you. It sounds bad to say it, but we were trying to in as good a way as possible, but pander to the SEO.
Yes.
Right, because at the end of the day, if you're not going after the SEO, you're not really getting as many subs as you can. But you've got to be careful, because if you're a slave to the SEO, it can go wrong.
Yeah. yeah. And it was interesting. There's also like a weird battle of, okay, Six Lists are doing well, subscriber numbers are going up, how are we going to get them to watch something new? And I have one memory specific to that, and it was ironically, again, the Resident Evil 7 Let's Play, where
yeah.
so we were doing Level Ups through 2016. And a lot of them were coming out while videos were popping off and doing millions of views. We then took a break, focused on Six Lists very heavily, through the tail end of 2016, and it was February 2017 where we were like, right, Let's Plays, new product, and we put it out. And I remember that first video going up because that night we had been invited to the premiere of John Wick 2.
Oh, yes.
And I remember being sat in the screening.
And we were nervous, man.
We were nervous, but I remember it had come out and I refreshed and I saw the number of views we got in the first hour or two and thinking, fuck, man.
Yeah.
We can't get these people to watch things that aren't sexist. Yeah. We still can't. And I remember... I think that's been an overriding
problem with our channel as well.
Number of conversations we've had that relate to that.
But I think I really thought at that point, this might do it. We've got so many more subscribers than we did the last time we tried anything. This could be the one that clicks and...
Nah, it didn't.
All right, anyway, let's move on. Chris Wiz has got a couple of options, questions. He's got three here, so maybe we do these as quick as possible. Maybe I'll give you the first one.
Go on.
Oh, actually, this is for all of us. If you guys ever got a good job offer in places like New York or Los Angeles, would you take it?
Yes.
Hell absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Easy, easy answer.
Put the family in a bag and take them to New York or LA.
Yeah.
Kill them.
Wow. Okay.
Put them in the
That's not what I meant.
Chop them up, put them in the freezer.
Jeez.
Put them in a suitcase, yeah. Number two, what are your goals with the new channel?
Views.
Views. Money, please.
Do stuff we like.
Yeah, I think look, we've been lucky with ATG
that people watch.
We made content that we liked, but we were also beholden to other people.
Yeah.
And now we have an opportunity to kind of...
Felt like we could never stop doing this. Yeah. As you were just, Jamie was just saying about Sixers, it felt like we could never stop doing them because they were the ones that got all the views.
Not to say it's going to be scattershot, like we're still going to have to be considered about what we do, but it's definitely a lot broader. Like I said earlier in the podcast, like, hey, if we wanted to do something on movies, just do a fucking movies thing or... whatever it may be, you know? But I guess our main goal is to... I mean, I don't know about you guys, but my main goal is... obviously, money is a big part of it because I would like this to be my job. I don't want to leave here and go to a corporate job or anything like that.
I work at McDonald's part-time.
Like, being a YouTuber is fun.
It is.
I'd like to continue doing that. And in order to do that, I need money. So it's one and the other. But the other...
it's also a full-time job.
Yes.
Which is why some people maybe don't get. And what we do, it's a full-time job.
And I'd like to keep it as a full-time job. So that's what I mean by that. But the other part of it is, because that's obviously a bit vapid in a way, but the other part of it is, my goal for the new channel is to just making stuff with you guys.
Mm.
Like, genuinely, it's what we've always said we want to do.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that second one.
Yeah.
I have a weird thing where, again, this might change, and it would be great if it does, but I'm kind of resigned to getting a job. And
I think we're going to have to, but I'm hoping that there's like a 1% chance.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I feel like for me, the overwhelming thing is continuing to work with you guys and having an outlet, you know, for opinions and talking about games and stuff like that, because that would suck for that to go away. But at the same time, like, I'm relaxed about what actually happens with the Super Show, because
it is what it is.
You know, we've worked in this industry for a long time, and we've seen how tough it can be.
Oh yeah.
But then we've seen how randomly easy it can be.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So we never know. Look, we're not expecting massive things from the Super Show. We just hope we can get a decent call. Right. Let's move on to the next question. Is there any new things you wanted to try on the Super Show that you haven't been able to do on ATG?
Maybe not specifically on Super Show, because what we're kind of saying is it's a hub thing where we're going to do podcasts and whatnot. But to be fair, there is something I've always wanted to do with you guys, and you know, I probably know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're going to say.
Which I don't want to say too much. But which is my my challenging you guys to recreate things from games in real life.
Hell yeah!
I don't want to say too much, but here's the entire
idea. No. See, I haven't given away. I haven't given away too much.
You've been good. You've been good.
And that is something that I've wanted to do for a long time with you guys. The idea was to do it with you guys, like, and obviously Roche as well and Steph. We'll see how everyone's sort of in the future. But that's something I would genuinely love to put together and do.
I'm keen for that. I'd like to actually do Progress Bar, although it seems maybe too far in between. But I'd like to do my initial idea that spurned that created the name Progress Bar, which was a D&D light campaign, which I reworked into the Summoner thing, right? But it was more a case of like a recurring weekly mini adventure where you go out, you do these quests, you gain XP, the XP carries over with you into the next video. And what I really wanted to have was kind of like an app component to it that people could play along with you and do the... So you'd come up with a quest, you'd load it into the app, then you film yourself doing that quest and other people could do it along with you. And maybe at the end of that video, there would be like a leaderboard or something. But, you know...
I'd never heard... I didn't hear about D&D until I was like a proper adult. And I must admit, I was so surprised how much fun I had doing it with you guys for the summer.
Great,
I was genuinely surprised.
If you're watching or listening and you're on the fence about D&D, just plunge in with some friends because it's a lot of fun. What about you, James?
Nerds. you know, again, similar to the last question, I'm open-minded. I'm not being facetious when I say I don't think there's much that I really wanted to do at ATG that I didn't at least try in some way, shape, or form. Definitely coming into the start of the year, like video essays of some kind were a curiosity, and I'm glad we were able to dip our toe into that water. But as for, you know, sort of the more liberating elements of Super Show, I think I'm hoping to just find that when we sit down and start doing it on a regular basis, we relax in the knowledge that there's no one else but us.
Yeah.
And it really is our product, and we can say or do what we want within reason. Not trying to get arrested out here.
Also, but, time and money willing.
Right. But like you said earlier,
not going to be like, I want to build a plane. That's not going to happen, is it?
Well, never say never. You know, never say never. But I'm just looking forward to that feeling of kind of like, hey, the shackles are off. And again, there's not much that I wanted to do at ATG that I couldn't, but it'll be fun to be, you know, liberated.
Yeah.
I'll say the C word a few times, maybe. Who knows?
Your own boss.
Things could get crazy.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Until you two fire me and replace me with, I don't know,
Steph.
I feel like that's an inevitability. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, this is the thing. We can't fire Jamie anymore. He'll be an equal.
Well, I will say that's the weird thing about the Super Show is that because it's not like a company and we're not going to be employed or anything like that, we can't get fired or no one can cancel the Super Show. So it either has to end, like, I'm not trying to be negative, but it could be 15 years from now. But when it ends, it either has to end by like by mutual consent, we all agree it.
Yeah.
Or there's like a big fucking falling out and someone gets kicked off.
Yeah.
Because there was a time when it wasn't that long, but there was a time when obviously we started the channel together and very much like the three of us started it. But there was a short time when you were Jamie's boss, Chris, and I was your boss. Yes. And then we were still doing it. And it was like kind of odd.
It was very odd.
Because it was the thing of we started the thing, we all did the stuff together, but you were, Chris, you were running the channel.
Yeah.
But then...
And then you were only coming on as talent, but then you were my boss, and then I was... It was
a weird kind of... It was a little weird thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. To be fair, you're both still my seniors by this point.
Ah, not anymore, mate.
No, hold on. Don't you fucking forget it.
Well, no, that's the thing. I totally have forgotten it because I can't take either of you seriously. I could beat both of you up.
Yeah, to be fair. I remember the punch bag. that was another memory, actually, saying that we went to the Mortal Kombat little competition thing that we had.
Yeah,
and geez, there was a punch bag, and that absolute monster was there. What's the guy's name?
Martin Ford.
Yes,
I think
he's all tattooed art. This massive guy,
he was like 7 foot tall and very, very big.
And they got him to punch one of the punch machines that measured how hard you hit it. So after he'd done, there was a couple other people that were recognized celebrity type people that were doing it as well. And then after they'd done it, we had to go, and Jamie broke the machine. He punched it so hard that a nut fell off of it and tinkled around somewhere.
It could have been anyone.
It wasn't anyone, it was you.
It's like when you've been loosening a jar for ages and you give it to someone else and you're like, well, I did all the hard work. You just pushed it over the line.
Oh, you're the guy who says, I must have loosened it.
Martin Ford must have loosened it. I will say this.
Jamie definitely has some power behind
the man's gun. Power.
I mean, if you get to looking like me and you're not powerful anyway, that's a bad life you're living.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Noam Chomsky would like to know what our ideal game would be.
Can I be really quick and short in my answer and just say serial killer hitman game called?
What was it?
The Sims.
Sims.
Oh, serial killer Sims. Hell yeah.
That I said I've wanted.
That's cool. What about your little blurb?
A cross between GTA and FIFA.
Oh, nice.
Okay, I don't know what that would like.
FIFA on the pitch, GTA off it.
Ah, right. Like street football, and then you run around and you can smash people up.
Yeah, but then you shoot the people you don't like.
Right.
That'd be good.
I just made that up on the spot. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything that has a XP progression system, anything that has like equipable things,
Eternity,
stats.
Eternity the Last Unicorn?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, good.
Okay, moving on. Shellshock wanted to know some of our favorite moments from the channel. We've laid that out. Peaswad says, if you three could make a perfect YouTube channel together, what would it be like? I'll tell you, it would be Super Show. The link is in the description below. So go and follow that one. Chili One, now that you have free reign, can we get some nudity already? For fuck's sakes.
YouTube don't allow nudity, so not likely.
But keep following us. We may create a Pornhub channel. You never know.
I would, do you know what? I would be well up for making like weird gaming content that could only live on
I wonder
on
what the monetization is like.
It's got to be bad, but I reckon there's a market out there for actual content on Pornhub where nudity wasn't an issue.
I really don't think so.
Maybe.
Pornhub, you're going there for one thing.
I don't, but I don't
CPMs
know.
CPMs must be so low and watch time is like...
But then, so let's say, for example, you played like some of those hentai games that Steam de-restricted earlier this year.
Right.
And I imagine you couldn't put that on YouTube without blocking a lot of it. I reckon you could put something like that onto Pornhub and, you know...
Yeah, but then how are you making money?
Well, yeah, that's the thing, right? No, you're not getting a sponsor unless it's like Fleshlight.
Patreon.
Patreon, yeah, that's the thing, right?
All
right,
last question here from good old Matt Towie, the patron saint of all-time gaming.
Oh, I like it.
Says, in the past couple of years, you've had some new additions other than regular six lists. Do each of you have a favorite, even just as a format that you'd like to explore further? So he's put there, you know, obviously we've got our live streams, we have Game Changers, the Summoner Quest Super Show, even though that is what we are bringing back, and E3 Live, which I guess falls in with the live streaming.
I'd say the live streaming or Game Changers for me.
Yeah, I'd say the same, although Game Changers would need... A bit of a rethink in how they're done or made.
Yeah,
or
they were not. They were never time efficient enough.
No. What about you?
As a strand, I'm going to say that the least popular of anything we seem to do, the vlogs.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed making some of those vlogs and then seeing what... Because I've never edited them. You guys have done the editing. But
the editing's fine. I think it's the making of them.
That filming that's hard.
Yeah, Jamie and I probably feel the same way. It's just hard to kind of... Even though... We are, and there is always stuff there. But just to kind of like, as you're filming a vlog, you're like, I'm not interesting. This isn't interesting. No one's gonna care.
So maybe as you edit it, but as you fit like filming.
No, filming it. Let me tell you, when we were at Mortal Kombat, we were having fucking meltdowns. The first Mortal Kombat event that we got invited to, where there was a reveal, the big reveal and everything. We went with cameras. Shit wasn't working. We started panicking. We're like, well, what are we gonna do?
The issue I have, and you've both seen this a lot, is that I firmly believe that as a human being, I was not designed to ever be on camera in any sense. And I kind of get
away
with it.
That's why a podcast is perfect.
Yeah, because it's just audio. But I kind of get away with it in these environments because you shut the door behind you. You know, no one is going to see
it. No one's watching.
And you distance yourself from the people that are going to see or hear it on the other side. But when we're in public and I see the people watching, I
was going to mention that.
I had to pull a full on... fucking Jamie's dad moment.
That was a proper dad
moment.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not as much, but I've done it too.
Listen, this was a Gamescom. The last thing that we had to shoot was an intro, funny enough, for the whole thing.
Yeah.
So we went to the cathedral, and there was loads of people around. Jamie's like, I can't do this. I was like, you have to do this.
Exactly the experience we had shooting the intro for Gamescom when we
funny
went.
Funny that.
But in the main square with all the people.
But so we started
around.
Doing it. We started doing it, and then like one of the tourists or whatever, he like went in front of the camera and was like, "Ho!" or some shit. And Jamie absolutely lost it. I'm not doing this.
I think he went off on the guy. No,
and,
right?
And I said, Jamie, this is the last fucking thing. I want to finish this. I want to put this camera away.
So
get in here and let's just fucking do
us.
It. I was like, just suck it up and do it. This is your job.
That's one thing I'm looking forward to never doing again, is doing anything in public. Like, vlogging, anything like that.
When
like,
I was thinking of vlogging,
myself, fuck that.
So the Gamescom stuff, I think, and some of the E3 stuff. But so there's an interesting thing here, because Jamie on camera and like this sort of environment is actually quite different to how he is in real life.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe it, because when you see some of the vlogs, like you've done bits where you do great little sections where you film yourself and where you make jokes and you set up a shot and you'll do something cool.
Yeah.
But then actually when we get into a public environment, like with Gamescom, I remember getting Jamie into the main square in Cologne and being like, come on dude, we set the camera up, we just need to film this little bit. And you were like, I don't want to do it. There's people everywhere. And you were like, we just got to smash this out. We'll just do one take. And then it's one more take,
Yeah.
But no, we did. I think you did great.
All right, we got there in the end in both cases. But
we did.
Yeah. I'm glad I'd never have to do that again.
Yeah. Well, you might have to.
Nope.
Okay. Well, just Jonesy and I then come super
you
show.
Can't force
when
me.
We go to E3. This is true. We can't force you.
Can't tell me it's my job. It's right. Just a hobby.
Well, with that, guys, I think time has well and truly run out.
The drilling started again.
Not only for us, but
oh Jesus!
But look, if you are interested in checking out what we do next and want to support us, there is a link in the description down below to our new YouTube channel, which is the Super Show Podcast, and you could follow us on Twitter, which is at Super Show Pod. You can also follow us in our individual Twitters, which is mine is at Chris J Mono.
I am at ATG Jonesy,
and I'm at ATG Jamie.
Funny that those might need to change.
They might need to change,
or maybe you just got to recontextualize what ATG means.
Ooh,
all the goals,
all the gum jobs.
Well,
all the gobbies.
I'm not sure. Can I also just say before we go?
Yes.
Regardless of whether or not people are considering going over and following us at the Super Show, if you ever watched or liked or subscribed to any of our content over the years, shout out to you because. I think we've said when we were talking to the folks on Discord, and one thing I have to stress is this all got way bigger than I ever thought it ever would.
Yeah.
And we did way more shit than I ever thought.
This was beyond our wildest imagination.
It was absolutely,
and
absolutely.
You guys are a big part of it. So thank you. Yeah, as Jamie said, echo that sentiment. Yeah, you want anything else to wrap off?
No, all I would say is, hey, it's not the last you're going to hear from us. Stay tuned for the Patreon. Keep your eyes open for the Super Show and. Channel to see what we come out with. Like I said, there's going to be a podcast going out on there soon, which we're going to hopefully record this week, next week, sometime soon. Don't go too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with that, guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And hopefully, we'll catch you on the other side.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.